Hey, friend, I'm gonna send you off for the weekend here. We're gonna go out with a bang here at the end of this week with episode 144 of Little by Little Homeschool Podcast. And I'm going to apologize in advance for my nasally voice. I've got a stuffy nose, and I can't not record episodes. I feel fine. I just don't sound fine. So just know on the other end of this, I've got my box of tissues here because the nose is a little bit running, but maybe that's too much information. But today we're going to talk about the biggest adjustment that you are going to need to make if you want to succeed in your homeschool. Are you ready for it? Okay, we're going to put our big girl pants on and we're going to dive in. We're going to ruffle some feathers. We're going to, and then I'm just going to throw it all out there. I'm going to hightail it out of here and see what you think. All right, let's do it.
Welcome to the Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you can get out of survival mode, feel confident in your homeschool decisions, and gain peace in your heart and home. I know that when we plant our feet firmly in this season of life and embrace our homeschooling, motherhood, and homemaking, we will thrive. I truly believe that we can do this from a place of peace and joy, all while growing a ton of contentment. And while we're at it, Mama, let's deepen those relationships with our children and love these years we get to pour into them. If you're ready to create beauty, seek simplicity, and live intentionally, homeschool Mama, then close up that lesson book, let the kids go play, and let's have an authentic conversation.
Before we dive into things, I say some things that might kind of get some people upset a little bit, that's not my goal. My goal is to help you to think outside the box because for so long, I did not think outside the box. And being like an outside the box thinker now, I mean, it's not as instinctual for me as maybe for some people, but I wanted to help you for it to become a little bit more instinctual and kind of eventually become you and my go-to way of thinking. And it doesn't mean that, getting back into the box is a bad thing. But just know that going into today's episode that I am here for you, and this is not meant to hurt anyone's feelings. It's not directed at any one person or a small group of people. It's not directed at your friend. It's not directed at your mom. It's not directed at anybody specifically. I'm more so going to be targeting and talking about just the system as a whole and just how us moms, now that you're a homeschool mom, how this change of thought, this thought pattern, this mindset shift, when we make it, homeschool just opens up and we can let go of the weight that we feel on us, the pressure and all of the questions and all of the doubt and all of the mom guilt, like, can start to go away. Because you know what happens on the other side of that? Freedom and peace and joy and a feeling of independence and being like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing and I'm going to keep at it with my kids and this homeschool. Now, I had no idea of this adjustment for most of at least the first half of my homeschooling because nobody talked about it. And maybe they didn't know either. Maybe that's why it wasn't talked about. But if you have spent more than, say, maybe 5 minutes on social media in the past couple of years, you have been exposed to this change in the way we approach and look at a couple of specific words that I'm going to use here in just a moment. And I think that literally everyone out there, here I'm speaking mostly to those of you who are in the U.S. And in many other countries, I'm sure you've been exposed as well to this idea, but like, have we taken it a step further? Have we really taken that time to be like, oh, I'm seeing some things. It just isn't lining up with what I thought. And we can very often be like, all right, whatever. We just become so used to and so comfortable just with the way our society and culture functions that we don't take time to step back and be like, wait a minute, maybe I need to dive into this a little bit deeper. So we're going to dive into it a little bit deeper here with the intention of on the other side of it, you just feeling lighter, just that weight on your shoulders and maybe the hunched over back you have a little bit, those weights are off and you're standing up straight and tall and you are excited about your homeschooling and just how bright the future is for your family because of this decision that you have made to homeschool. So what is this mindset shift? What is this change that we need to make in our approach? It is the distinction between two words. And these two words is school versus education. In our culture, we do a lot of words disservice. We interchange words, and I'm not a master wordsmith or anything, and there are some people who are. I'm like, wow, that's quite amazing. That's not a gift that God has given me. But there are, I mean, you can just hear it in the way that people say things. They're like, no, what do you actually mean? And a huge problem with us being able to have public discourse is that the first thing we need to do is we actually need to define the terms that we are discussing. And because we've lost like this ability to differentiate between a lot of different words. And this right here, these two words, school versus education, are used very interchangeably. And even, I did a little bit of research, and I'm going to tell you right now, just looking online through definitions, and probably what I should do is pause this and go over and get my actual dictionary and look up the definition of words, because we know that things are changing online. And if you want the actual words and meaning of words, you might want to invest in a dictionary, preferably maybe one that's older, let's say like 20 years or more older. If you find an antique one, like at an antique store, or a vintage, like a really cool old one, get it, because it has the definitions that have not been changed and altered and adjusted to fit into society. And this was my experience just with looking at school and education. They couldn't, even on most of the sites that I went on, they couldn't define the term school or education without using the other word, or kind of oddly, I mean, I feel like I remember in school, like, you can't use the actual word in the definition. They were using the actual word in the definition. Like, you can't use educate to define educate, and you can't use school to define school. So let's get into this here. And I'm going to just have like two main categories here. We're going to discuss school, and then we're going to discuss education. The first thing I want to say about school is, even though a lot of websites will make it seem in their words that these words are the same, that they're synonyms, that they're pretty much identical, they're not. School does not mean, does not equal, is not necessarily education. Does that mean you cannot get education in a school? No, I'm not saying that. And that should be the goal of schools, but let's like dig a little bit deeper. Because you could go to a website, or you could go to a local service organization, and they have this amazing mantra and this mission statement. And then you go there and you're like, you're not even really carrying out like this mission statement. Made you sound super professional and like you had your act together, and I show up and it's Hot Mess Express, and it's, I don't even know what's going on, and you're not carrying through on your mission statement. So there can be words like, you know, I'm just with my fingers like flowing, like, ooh, you know, yeah, words. Words can be very powerful, but is that what's actually happening? So first thing I wanted to say here is that school does not necessarily equal education. Yes, you can be educated in school. However, what's the education? It's not the education always that mom and dad would choose. It's the education that the state chooses. We have to realize that when it comes to school, teachers don't have as much freedom as they used to have. I went to school, and I know I mentioned in a previous episode, a lot of my friends were in education majors, and they had a lot more freedom. This would have been, college would have been mid-late 90s, and so they did have a bit more freedom. But when I look back then, if I even stop, I'm like, so they didn't have full freedom. Well, if I go back, my grandmother was a kindergarten teacher. So this is like way back, probably, I guess, 50s. And no, I was not born then, but she continued to teach. I was born in the 70s. She continued to teach. And I saw a lot of what she did. And she pretty much created the curriculum that would teach her kids. she was able to choose the process and all of the steps and the supplies and exactly what she would use and how she would go about teaching children how to read. And then I myself going into school in the 80s, I remember I didn't see their lesson plans, but there was tons of free play and the teachers just had the ability to adjust and make some things up as they went along. And I'm not seeing that anymore. I'm not saying that that's not possible and it could happen more in certain schools than others. But understand that in school, there are regulations. And yes, as homeschoolers, we have regulations as well. But if you hop on over to your state's public school regulations, which would then also carry into private school, there's things that they need to teach and the mode and the way that that happens is basically the same. However, if you look, it's like minute little details are in there exactly how to do it. They don't necessarily have the freedom to choose how they're going to do it and to tailor make it towards their specific students that they have that school year. And so we have to realize that the education that is happening at school is coming from state directives. And a lot of money comes from the federal government, from the Department of Education, which, by the way, we should not have. That's as political as I'm going to get. So money comes from the federal government. And they say you have to do certain things. You have to meet certain requirements. You have to give access to this and this and this and this. And the state school says, okay, because they want those millions of dollars. And so really, it comes down to a lot of the money. And I want you to realize this, and a lot of people do not realize this, that in the United States, it's only been a little over 100 years since every single state has adopted compulsory school laws. Only over a little 100 years. Now, the first state was Massachusetts. It's been more than 100 years since there's actually been a state school system. But for every single state, it's only been a little over 100 years. And so I want you to realize that in the grand scheme of time, of thousands of years, no matter whether you're young earth, old earth, whatever that is, we're not getting into that. Even if you think of 1,000 years, how many hundred years are there? There's 10 in there. That's a lot. That's a lot of people, a lot of generations. And here we are in this just a little over 100 years, and we think, wow, we've reached the peak of all culture and society, and we're amazing. We're the most amazing civilization ever to live on the face of the earth. Guess what? There will be generations after us who will say the same exact thing because that's what generations said before us. And I want us to realize that the compulsory school of saying that children have to go to a state school, and if you don't, you know, you have to follow these other regulations, which homeschooling was illegal for quite a while. And if you were part of that and you were stepping out of the system and doing it illegal, you are my people right there. Thank you. I have to say thank you. But we have to realize that it right now, what is going on with the school system in the grand scheme of all time, it is the experiment. And parents overall, unfortunately, cling to it. Not just secular parents, also Christian parents cling to the school system. It has become a religion of sorts with major devotees and the amount of defense of the school system. Again, this is not any one individual person. If there is an amazing school teacher out there listening to this, this isn't against you. And if someone is defending you and how you are trying to be a light in your school, go do it and defend that public school teacher. However, this is just in overall looking at it. Where else do we become like people will become deranged? You can't even talk to some people about your concerns. You can't even talk to some Christians, their parents with kids in the school system about your concerns. They become enraged about it and take it as a personal attack. And so, yes, for some people, it has become an unhealthy system of dependence, of devotion to. And then there's a lot of parents who just send their kids, they just put them on the school bus because that's what everybody else did. And that's what that's what we did as well. And that's what my family did. I just put my kids in the school bus because I got on the school bus. And that's just what we do. We don't even realize and stop and think. Again, we think like we're at the height and the peak of civilization and don't even and think that like, oh, well, if they didn't send their kids to school a couple hundred years ago, they were so archaic. Probably not, because whatever they did helped lead us to the technology and the abilities and the knowledge that we have now. Okay, so I think I'm going to wrap up the school section here. This is getting a little bit long here. I can probably talk about this stuff for a while. And again, I apologize for my voice. I know I'm going to listen back and edit this and I'm going to be like, ooh, but it is what it is. I'm not going to let it hold me back. I'm going to put this out there anyway. Okay, let's close up this school section before we dive into the education section. And I want to tell you about a little story that happened recently. I took my 15-year-old, who would technically be ninth grade, into the school. He wanted to get his working papers. And for our state, that's what you need to do. Bring in certain paperwork, go into the counseling center, whatever they call it. Used to be called the guidance counselor's office. I don't know, back when I was school. I don't know, they come up with new names. Go in there. I have a great relationship with my school system. So if you're in my school system, don't send them this podcast episode. But I'm not going to talk bad about them or anything like that. We went in and I hadn't realized, he said to me on the way over, he goes, Mom, I've never been in a public high school. And I was like, what? I was like, oh man, you're going to give socialization like a bad rap. Like I've never, you know, and like, you're so sheltered. And we don't live near family. And so, or have close friends that are in, I guess, high school. So we haven't necessarily been to like plays or sporting events or anything. I feel like maybe we've probably been outside on fields with him, but maybe didn't realize it. I don't know. But I was like, are you serious? He's my kiddo that was never enrolled in school. And so I take him in and, you know, we do what we have to do and it's fine. We get his paperwork and we head on out. And I was like, so what do you think? He's like, well, I wouldn't want to spend all day there. I was like, no, I don't think he would. But if that was all you knew, then yes, that's what you would do. And again, nothing bad happened, but I just thought it was interesting to hear his observations and to just watch him kind of look around and to see what a school setting was like and to see the kids in the cafeteria with a teacher overseeing them and kids trying to get away with things and, you know, when the teacher wasn't looking and then for us to have some conversation afterwards about, you know, just trying to get away with stuff and trying to get away with the bare minimum of schoolwork. And there's some kids that are very self-motivated and have some great things that they want to do. And that's great. But for the most part, the kids are just kind of like, eh, whatever, didn't really want to be there. And my son concurred. He's like, yeah, I don't really want to be here either. He's like, let's get out of here. It was so fun to be able to walk out of school and be like, all right, see ya. Okay, let's now jump into, and I'm sorry, this episode is probably going to be a little bit longer than I usually have them, but it's a good topic. So the second thing here, let's talk about, because we're talking about school versus education. And earlier I mentioned that I was having a hard time finding definitions. And I think I finally found a good definition for education. And this just comes, it is from dictionary.com. And it says, so it's saying noun, the act or process of imparting or acquiring general knowledge, developing the powers of reasoning and judgment, and generally of preparing oneself or others intellectually for mature life. Yeah, how about that? I'm like, I can get behind that one. That's a good definition right there. So I want to ask you, there, homeschool mom, if you had no knowledge at all of the school system and their books and their course of study and testing and giving out grades, if you didn't know anything about that, and I said to you, I want you to home educate your children, and this is the definition of education you're going to use. I'm going to read it again to you, okay? This is at dictionary.com. You can look up education. It'll be the first one under the noun. And it says, the act or process of imparting or acquiring general knowledge, developing the powers of reasoning and judgment, and generally of preparing oneself or others intellectually for mature life. What if instead of your homeschool regulations, and you looked up your homeschool regulations, that's what it said? How would you feel? I bet you would feel a lot different than you do right now when you sit down and you take a look at what you're going to do with your kids and how you want to teach them and how you want to be intentional. And then you start comparing, you see what the neighbor kids are doing or your sister's kids, or just generally in your own mind, coming up with your own ideas as to how school is doing it better. And they're not necessarily. It's different, but you don't need to home educate like they do school. How much freedom do you actually feel right now? Do the weight, do the bricks and the weights, and we'll say the stacks and stacks of curriculum that were on your shoulders, did they fall off? If not, I want you to push them off, okay? And just think about that. Education is the act or process of imparting or acquiring general knowledge. Well, we can do that. It doesn't say specific knowledge, general knowledge. Your kids are never going to know everything. You can't teach them everything. And then the second part here says developing the powers of reasoning and judgment. Can you imagine if we had a generation that could reason and judge well? Wow, that would be really pretty cool. So how can we help them develop the powers of reasoning and judgment? Do those. And then it says, and generally preparing oneself or others intellectually for mature life. Okay, that's raising your children right there. If you use that definition, just break it down into three parts and then just write down what resources or what ideas can come alongside me, or what ideas does this definition spark in me? You can come up with three different categories that'll fall under each one of those and just say, okay, because right now a lot of us are thinking about next homeschool year, and just say to yourself, what can I do this next homeschool year? I mean, you can do it now and you can do it over the summer too. What things can I add, and how can I be intentional in these areas to educate my child? And I can assure you that if you focus on those things, your child will become that mature individual, that young adult that leaves your home and is prepared for walking out into society because, hint, hint, they've been living in society their entire life. They haven't been sheltered or sequestered away for hours every single day with those within a few months to a few years of their same age range with authority figures over them at all times. They've been in and out of the world and around with you. They will be mature and ready as individuals to jump out onto their own because you have taken the time to prepare them to do so. And friend, I have been there. I have been right where you are right now. You are sitting there thinking to yourself, yeah, I can see this difference between school and education, and my mind has been stuck on school, and I've been missing this huge, amazing component that is going to get me to the point where I'm like, yeah, I love homeschool, and I am so glad that I did it, and years down the road, I'm going to graduate my youngest child, and you're going to say to yourself, I did it, and I did it well with intention. I didn't let the external school environment hold me back any longer. I want you to get to that point. I want you to get to that point quick, now, very, very soon, because I know the freedom that is on the other side of that. I don't want you to any longer be stuck in checking off boxes, even from your well-intentioned homeschool curriculum. I don't want you to be stuck in saying, I have to complete this curriculum by the end of the year or my kids are going to be behind. If I don't get all these experiments in, if we don't read all the way through, we don't get through all of these readers that they're supposed to, my child isn't reading up to the level they're supposed to be, they're struggling in their math, and it's all my fault, and they'd be better off if they were in school. No, Mom, home with you is where they are best off. God saw fit that this child, these children, should be in your home with you, that you are their mom, you are the caretaker. And that includes their education and that definition that I mentioned earlier. And so I know exactly where you are sitting right now. And the joy and the freedom and the peace of your homeschool today and your homeschool for the rest of this homeschool year and going into the next homeschool year is so important to me. I want to see you thrive, and I want to see you enjoy it, and I want you to look back and say, I have no regrets. Yeah, maybe we should have done some things a little bit differently. We all have those types of scenarios and we learn from them. But I want you to look back and say, I'm so glad I homeschooled, and I'm so glad that I ditched that mindset that focused on school and I instead embraced home education. And that's why I want to offer you Clarify Your Homeschool. This is where you and I get to work on changing that mindset, on shifting the way that you view education, because that right there is going to determine how you homeschool. Whether you homeschool well, whether you homeschool with intentionality, or you homeschool in a way that makes you question everything you're doing and saying, am I enough? Am I doing enough? Or am I adding too much to their schedule? I'm letting this curriculum decide. Curriculum comes alongside us. Did you know that? It is not the leader. It is not the boss. You are the boss. And in Clarify Your Homeschool, I'm going to give you the boss hat, okay? And we are going to decide together on what your homeschool is going to look like, because I know that it will be amazing. So join me at clarifyyourhomeschool.com. Cannot wait to see you over there. And we will get you to this other side, and you're going to homeschool so well. So excited. All right, friend, this has been a fun episode just to wrap up the week and everything. And I told you we're going to, you know, maybe burn a couple ships down there or something, and, you know, then jump into the weekend. So this is my, like, peace out. All right, I'll see you over at clarifyyourhomeschool.com. And I'll be back here again on Monday. And maybe I'll try to keep that episode a little bit more tame. But all right, love you, friend. Have a great day.
If this podcast has encouraged you, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear how this show has impacted you. So if you could hop over and do that, I'd be so grateful. While you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and share it with your friends to encourage them. You can also find me over on Instagram at Little by Little Homeschool. Until next time, have a beautiful day, Mama.